Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. KCAR, the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development, is trying to alert farmers and agribusiness people to a federal value-added grant program that for 2014 is likely to open in August with some $80 million on the line nationally.
Mike, that's right. We actually work with both farmers and other agribusinesses to identify what grants they might be eligible for, when to start getting ready for them, which is before they ever open, which is why I'm talking to you today, and the whole entire process from beginning to end, looking for them to trying to get reimbursed.
Marissa Christie is KCAR's grant program facilitator, trying to make sure interested Kentucky applicants have a fighting chance at matching grant programs like this.
Anyone who's producing a product, say if you're producing strawberries to make jam, or you're producing milk to make cheese, or if you're adding value by growing it in such a way, such as organic, or you're selling it locally so it's worth more, that means that you're a value-added producer.
Program limits, depending on the category, range from $75,000 to $200,000 and a dollar-for-dollar match.
If you're interested in just seeing what the value-added producer grant is, we actually do have a webinar that we just recorded, just an intro to value-added producer grant.
The website is kcard.info. That's kcard.info. We'll be right back.
In the know, I'm Brian Usach. American Ethanol is helping the U.S. become more energy independent, all while providing more power and better performance to one popular American pastime, NASCAR driver Austin Dillon.
NASCAR drivers have driven more than 5 million miles on Sunoco Green E15, a race fuel blended with 15% American ethanol. This fuel is increasing race car horsepower while reducing on-track carbon emissions by 20%. If ethanol is tough enough for NASCAR, it can withstand everyday driving.
For more, go to AmericanEthanolRacing.com.
KCAR is funded in large part by state ag development funds and federal dollars. Marissa Christie says their grant application help is free.
And what we'll do is we'll walk you through and see how your project fits with the program and ways to help it fit. And if you're not a good fit, we will save you the time, the 80 or 100 hours of application preparation, if we don't think that it's going to work out for you.
This program's time frame will be announced any day, but she does know the process takes time and they have relevant classes ready to roll.
So what we're trying to do, since it's usually only open between 45 and 60 days, and that's not a lot of time to get a business plan and a grant together, we're starting to try to put this year's prospects through at the end of June or beginning of July to start these classes to make sure that they can meet the deadline that may be in October or November.
Again, that website, kcar.info. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.